Welcome to Monumental Moments, where we live to multiply His movement. I'm Melissa Matchenbacher, and this is a place we passionately pursue and proclaim Jesus. Today's Monumental Moment on the Fuel for the Harvest podcast is titled, Driver's License, Registration, and Proof of Insurance, Please. Well, often as 1 year comes to a close and a new year rolls around, I really sit before the Lord and I pray and I ask Him for guidance and wisdom and a word, maybe a scripture, a direction, a focus for the year ahead. This year's word was a bit different. I felt like the Lord dropped intimacy in my heart. I was to focus on intimacy with Him more than ever before. Last year was really a powerful year, drawing closer to the Lord and after an incredible encounter at the Asbury Revival, but I know that there's always more to discover in God. And my heart beats and it longs to be intimate with God, but I know He longs for me even more. As a parent, I can relate to that and the excitement of spending precious time with my child. Beginning to prepare for the intentional ways to deepen my journey with the Lord in the coming year, I felt like the Lord surprised me and dropped a second word in my heart, and this time it was the word discipline. I quickly wrote down intimacy at the top of my journal, and then underneath that I wrote discipline. Intimacy and discipline. Suddenly, a third word was revealed, an acronym. As I stared at the words intimacy and discipline, I realized that there was an acronym of ID. The Lord began to show me something special. I knew it would take continued discipline to remain in a state of intimacy with the Lord, and as a byproduct, it would bring forth the fullness of my identity in Christ. Discipline to stay close with Him will continue to remind me of my identity in Him. Instead of the world telling me who I am and who I'm not, discipline to remain in an intimate walk with God will continually reveal my true identity. It'll do the same for you and reveal your true identity in God. It will reveal who He says we are, a child of the Most High God, fiercely loved, a friend of His, fearfully and wonderfully made. It will allow us to see our ID fully and completely rooted in Him. It helps us to navigate life and decisions and relationships, choices, perspectives, when we know that our identity lies in Him. It gives me a heavenly authority that sometimes I forget I have. Do you forget you have that as well? You know, we all have IDs that we carry, like driver's license, social security cards, passports, military cards, student IDs, and loyalty cards, and rewards cards, and maybe even more adventurous items like scuba diving certifications, or maybe it's sailing credentials. IDs are really an important part of life, and in fact, we can't even drive a car legally or travel on a plane without them. So do I understand the fullness of my ID in Christ? Have I placed more value on other worldly IDs? It's time I give myself a continual reminder of who I am in Christ as I stay disciplined and focused on intimacy with Him. What's the most important ID that you carry? Or as the world says, what's in your wallet? Let's remember this, God's truth. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. Acts 17:28 says, in Him we live and move and have our being, as even some of our own poets have said, for we are indeed His offspring. Galatians 3:26 says, for in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. Romans 8:29 tells us, for those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son in order that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. Genesis 1:27 says, so God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. Psalm 139:14 says, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. John 1:12 says, but to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. The Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. That's Jeremiah 31:3. And then James 2:23 says, and the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. And he was called a friend of God. How can you make monumental moments and multiply His movement today?